this is Tony Lloyd. Being a broadcaster for many years, I've witnessed some great stories in the music industry, and now I want to bring as many music stories to you as I can in this series of podcasts. My goal is that they will inspire others making their way in the music world.
Music Stories with Tony Lloyd.
Emma Stevens, welcome to Music Stories. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm very well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm incredibly well today. I know, good. It might not look it, but talking to you on Zoom. There you go. And thank you for talking to me. Now, you've got a single out called Bloom, and I want to talk about that in a minute, and maybe we'll play a little bit. Who knows?
Yeah, that'd be great.
But I want to find out about you first. All I know about you is that apparently you've had 3 million Spotify plays. Not on the new single yet, but maybe.
And something like that, yeah. One of my songs has got 3.5 million streams, I think, on Spotify, yeah.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Cool.
And you've opened for some few famous people as well on stage, haven't you? It says here, The Feeling, Sophie Ellis-Bextor, and Take That.
Take That, yeah. That was a pretty magical gig.
Tell me about the gig. What was it like?
Yeah. Well, that was the Take That support was just coming up about, I think, maybe 6 years ago. I was playing at Carfest, and Chris Evans was a huge supporter of my music. And Take That were the headliner. And Chris said to me, why don't you come out and do some songs before they go on? And I was thinking, oh my God, everyone's just going to want to hear Take That. They're not going to want to hear me. But I walked out to the stage with my acoustic guitar in front of 55,000 people.
Wow.
And played a load of songs and had such good support. It was really, really fun. And my friend came with me, and she was there primarily to take photos of me on stage. And I came back afterwards and said to her, did you get any good pictures? And she said, yeah, I've got this brilliant one. And she showed me a selfie of her with Mark Owen, and that was it. So
she was happy.
She was happy, yeah.
Excellent. Okay, tell me how you got started in the music world then. I mean, have you always done this, or is it a recent career?
When I was really young, I played cello and piano classically, did my grades, and my mum was really... a beautiful nylon string guitar player, and I instantly wanted to try and play that as well. So I got into playing guitar and then discovered country music and thought, well, I really have to try and play banjo, and I have to try and play the mandolin. And I've always loved stringed instruments, so I've known music was definitely the career choice for me from a very young age, but it's led me down different sort of pathways. And I haven't always been an artist. I used to play session guitar for a band who took me on arena tours, and I used to write for people. And it really wasn't until maybe 10 years ago that I actually decided to be a singer-songwriter and put out my own music. And since then, it's just been, putting out new albums and touring, and it's a great career.
Well, what I find amazing is that I'm talking to you on Zoom, and unless you've got one of those filters enabled on your camera, you look about 17.
And, oh my gosh!
And how on earth can you have had that career already and done so many
That's
things?
That's so kind of you to say. No, I wish Zoom did filters. No, I don't have any filters on. I honestly don't know. I've just enjoyed music and been very lucky to have had little sort of bits of success along the way, and have had this sort of platform to be able to put out music. It's also about measuring your success, I think, and not just thinking, I'm only successful when I'm Ed Sheeran level. You know, it's just, you've got to be really proud of little bits along the way, you know?
Yeah, I understand. What inspires you when you're writing? Is it life issues, things that have happened to you, or does it come out of something?
Whole heap of things, really. I love nature and being out sort of in amongst what our incredible earth has, really. And so I think that is a huge part of what inspires me. And I like to write metaphorically a lot about that in you will hear in Bloom, the new single. That's very much taken from sort of being inspired by nature, but also it metaphorically written about someone who is there for you no matter what and brings out your best, but nurtures you when you're kind of, you know, like a bulb underneath the earth, you know. So, yeah.
So have you got a person like that that inspired you to write Bloom?
I do. I've got lots of people in my life who are wonderful. Definitely my family, my dad and my sister, my stepmom and my husband. We got married a couple of years ago. And the song, it doesn't have to be about, you know, a soulmate, a partner. It can be really about anyone that's in your life and that's sort of there for you.
And what does your husband do? Is he in the music world as well? Does he help you?
He is. Yes, we actually met on tour over a decade ago, and he's a fantastic musician in his own right, and also is a producer. And so we produce and work together as well.
Awesome. That's handy. And do you ever disagree on stuff?
We sometimes have different ideas about approaches to producing songs, but no, not really. I'm sort of really lucky in that we both have quite similar likes and dislikes and tastes when it comes to music. And I'm definitely, I follow his lead. I mean, he's a very highly accomplished jazz musician. So sort of if he thinks that chord will work, then that chord will work.
It sounds like another interview for Music Stories with your husband. What's his name?
He's called Sam Romer.
Sam. All right, Sam, if you're listening, I'm sure you will be. Get in touch, okay? We'll fix something up. Tell me about the single Bloom then. You said earlier that, you know, inspired by nature and so on, and Bloom is obviously a reference to plants and flowers and things. In fact, on your website, I was looking earlier, there's a picture of you outside holding a very large daisy, I think.
Oh yeah, that was a bit of fun. We did a photo shoot, and I said to my friend, you know, the album's called Bloom, and the photographer came along and she bought this big daisy, and she said, let's just get a picture of you holding that. And I thought, oh, that's really cute. Yeah, but yeah, as you say, Bloom is also the title track for the album as well, and so there's a collection of songs. And a few of them have that sort of, they tie together with the sort of idea of nature and how that is very comforting to me. But there are other songs on there which are very different. It's a collection of kind of, I suppose, a bit of an odd collection of songs, really. Now, I didn't write the album thinking this is how it's going to sound. I wrote the songs and I let them take their shape, and I thought, I'm going to put these on an album. And I don't care if they're not one genre, they can be a mixture, and hopefully something for everybody.
I like that idea because, you know, historically, if you say you buy a Dire Straits album, then they're all very similar, they're all very Dire Straits-y. And that's great if you like Dire Straits.
Yeah.
But if you have different tracks and they're slightly different, or different styles and genre, etc., pace maybe, then it makes it the album more interesting, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also in this day and age when you're kind of releasing a lot of singles, and it's not necessarily people aren't, I mean, I love it when people listen to an album from start to finish, but that doesn't happen so much when you're listening on streaming services. Mm. So, you know, people can kind of pick and choose a bit. And so, you know, it'll be a nice surprise for someone to listen to a song from the album and then go and listen to the album and think, oh my goodness, this is very different.
Then they'll have their favorites, you know, from the tracks.
Exactly.
Okay, let's play the new single now called Bloom on Music Stories. This is Emma Stevens and Bloom, the title track of her new album.
Something, but we never
I really like it. I don't normally play that much in the snippet. But that's really good. I'm listening to it on my studio system, my headphones here, in very high quality. And I love the production behind that and the quality and the stereo imagery and everything.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That means a lot. Because obviously, you know, it takes a long time to produce a song, and you come up with all these arrangements and all these little, you know, bits that you hope people will hear. So the fact that you said that really means a lot. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I listen to a lot of music in my time, as you might imagine. Yeah. So, I sort of know what I'm talking about. But, and I like your voice as well. It's very pure, I think, is probably the best adjective. And it cuts through the music, and you're in tune as well.
Oh, that's always important. No, I like to, you know, try and be authentic, and my voice is my voice at the end of the day. Everyone has their own, and I'll never try and sound like anyone else. So, yeah.
Okay. Now, you're also about to embark on a tour in the UK, aren't you? All over the place. Milton Keynes, which is one of my old stomping grounds when I used to live in the UK.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, I'm at the Stables in Milton Keynes. Yeah. It's a great venue. Love that venue.
In Wavendon, I think it is, isn't
it? That's the one, yeah. They're so supportive of live music there. Just incredible people. So I set off on the tour on Thursday, and it's going to be a great, I mean, it's only a small tour, this one, but I've got my band with me, and I've got a load of new merch. I've got my 10-year anniversary first album on vinyl, which I'm going to be selling as well.
Nice.
Some handmade flower necklaces. So, yeah.
Will there be lots of flowers on stage for the bloom?
I sometimes go over the top with my stage design for the sort of level that I'm playing at. I used to have, for my Roots tour, I bought a big tree, artificial tree onto the stage, which took ages to set up and pack down, but it was great. This time I do have flowers. Yeah, I do have flowers, but nothing that's going to be that difficult to pack up at the end of the night.
The crew and the venue are now breathing a sigh of relief.
They are, yeah, they are.
We've got that Emma Stevens coming along, and she brings, you know, the Chelsea Flower Show with her.
Oh, if only. That would be quite wonderful.
Hey, you should have been filmed in the flower show. That would have been cool.
Oh, wouldn't that have been amazing? Oh, it'd be incredible. Yeah. There is a music video for Bloom, but it is it's not quite what you'd expect. It's more of a live show type feel, that music video.
Okay, so. People listening to this is March 2024, so... if you're listening later than that, there'll be other concerts and gigs. Check out Emma's website. Have you got any advice you could give to other musicians listening to this? I always ask this question, if I remember, about what it's like to struggle in the music industry, because everybody does. It doesn't seem that you have, actually, but, you know.
There are definite ups and downs. I think emotionally, I have struggled at points, you know, where you go for something which could be kind of career changing and you don't get it. Bumps along the way are really difficult, and it's really helped me to not see success as the big Ed Sheeran arena kind of selling hundreds of thousands of seats. It's more about all the things that you've done along the way, which are brilliant representations of, you know, like creating an album, being able to play to an audience, come on to your show and speak to you and talk to your listeners. You know, there are things along the way. So it's about measuring success as well. And that's been really helpful. But I think in everyone's lives, there are ups and downs, aren't there? And I think as musicians, we are emotional people. So we really feel our feelings, and it can be very difficult when the things that you really want don't quite take off. But yeah, just be authentic and be true to yourself. And don't think, when someone says to you, oh, it just takes a lot of hard work and you'll get there, That's the worst thing to think of, because you can have worked so hard and not get to where you think you ought to be, and then think, well, maybe I haven't worked hard enough, and so not really thinking like that, but trying to be positive.
Great advice, Emma. One final question. Have you ever, and do you still, practice in the mirror with a hairbrush for a microphone?
That's a really good question for me, because I never came into this as a singer. So I was never really that person with the microphone, kind of trying to, be the singer. I was very much a musician in terms of playing guitar and piano. And I approached being a pop artist from a very different way. And I've had to learn how to do that stuff. So there have been times where I've done rehearsals with the band. Because I play guitar, I don't usually just sing with on my own. Oh. Where I've looked in the mirror and gone, I've got to make cool shapes with the guitar and sing, because you know that sort of stagecraft is important. But
sure,
no.
Okay, well, so it's about 50-50 now. The people I interviewed, you know, about half of them say that they have.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, Tony Hadley from Spandau Ballet has never done it.
He'd never
admit to it anyway. If you're listening, Tone, I believe you, mate. Okay, thank you so much for talking to me on Music Stories.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Emma Stevens, your single Bloom from your new album is available now. And all the information and the music, of course, is available from your, apart from anywhere else, but on your website, emmastevensmusic.com. And we'll put that with the text that goes with the episode of Music Story. So thanks again for talking to me, Emma.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Tony Lloyd, creating audio and film worldwide.